From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. With me, I have Nick Telezin, the part of the board of directors of the Noon Optimist Club of Terre Haute, also over the auction night and publicity for an upcoming event with them, the Clothe a Child event coming up this year. And that's an event that's been running for quite some time.
Yes, this will be our 89th annual Clothe a Child drive, and we're having our annual Clothe a Child auction. It's going to be live again after a three-year hiatus because of COVID. We've had the last three online, but we're grateful to go back live at the BFW at 12th and Mulberry Streets, and that'll be on Tuesday, December 5th. The auction will start at 7 p.m. We'll have food and drinks available starting at 6 p.m., and everybody's welcome. We got about 900 to 1,000 kids again this year that we need to try to clothe, so we're looking for a great turnout.
Now, I saw, going through your website a little bit, $60 to $80 to dress a child, not including shoes. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
shoes
can do
that.
Yeah, we don't do shoes.
Much,
yeah, but we do pants and underwear and socks and shirts and coats and hats and that kind of thing and a hoodie. But no shoes. So, yeah, it does add up.
Yeah, that's a crazy stat that I really didn't even think about whenever it comes to that sort of thing. So it's a great event that I do hope that everybody who's listening to this wants to get involved in with, and just understanding how big of an event this is to help the community.
Yeah, it's huge. I think the neatest thing about the whole campaign, when we clothe the kids and then you run into these kids that are now 40, 50, 60 years old, and they come up and they shake your hand and they give you $20 or $50 and they thank you and they go, man, I remember that was the only Christmas present I got that year, is mm-hmm. when you guys gave me all that clothing, you know? And so, you know, they're appreciative, you know, they're thankful for us trying to help them out at this time.
So let's talk a little bit about the Noon Optimist Club as a whole. So what is it that you do with that group, and what is it that the group does for the community?
Yeah, basically, Optimist International, our motto is Friend of Youth, which basically means everything that we do revolves around helping kids, whether it's sponsoring sports teams locally, sending them to Respect for Law Camp, speech contests, obviously Clothe a Child is a big part of it, but everything we do is aimed at helping kids in some way or another.
And so what is it that you do with the Optimist Club?
Well, I help, I'm the auction chairman again this year. I think this will be my 46th or 47th year of running the auction. And I also take care of the publicity for the club and try to get the word out, like doing these yeah. kinds of interviews and press releases and PSAs on radio and TV, and just trying to get the word out so that people can either donate or come out to the auction and maybe get a good deal on something. And so we're looking forward to that live auction this year.
Hopefully not too good of a deal. We do want to get those numbers up a little bit and get those donations.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Some things go below fair market value, and other things, you know, you get two or three guys, gals interested in a certain item, and all of a sudden this $50 item is $250.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's auctions are crazy. You just never know how they're going to end up.
Yeah, I can tell you, just from being a member of the Boys Club in my own community when I was a kid, you know, those auctions can get kind of crazy. You get a couple of those parents that just want to go back and forth, and they're buddies, and they're going back and forth, and those
exactly.
numbers can just kind of skyrocket.
Yeah, neither one of them wants to lose. It's like, no, I'll show him. No,
but
I'll show him.
But then it gets to the point neither one of them wants to win either. Oh, my goodness. But So what kind of prizes are we looking at as far as the auction goes?
Well, we're hoping to get another used car this year. We've been very fortunate. The Terre Haute new car dealers, especially Terre Haute Chevrolet, has been very kind to us and been donating a used car. I've been told they're working on getting me one. I don't know what that is yet, so unfortunately I can't tell you. It's a 2012 whatever, but mm-hmm. I know we've got, we'll have an ISU, autographed ISU football and basketball We have a golf arcade game called Golf Tee. It's a huge arcade game that I think will bring in pretty good money. So if you're a hacker like me and you want to practice golf on a video game, you, during the winter, you can certainly do that. So, and then we'll have furniture and tools and toys. And we're in the process right now, to be honest with you, Landon, trying to, you know, get all the items that we can for the auction.
And so you talked about a little bit how you do a lot of the publicity and the setup. When does that start for this specific event? I mean, how long have you been sort of preparing and trying to get the word out for this?
Well, we usually try to start promoting it about a month out. So it's been going on really starting this week, you know, getting the press releases put together, cutting the TV PSA, getting the radio scripts, PSAs to the radio stations, and asking them all to... you know, start it this week so we can get the word out and people can get reservations. And that's something I really wanted to point out is you can just show up. You don't need a reservation. You don't need a table reservation. But if there's going to be four of you, six of you, eight, 10, 12, whatever, and you'd like for me to set up a table for you, I can. And all you have to do is email me, and it's N-I-C-K. T-E-L-E-Z-Y-N at hotmail.com, and I'll set up a table for you. So when you show up, boom, I'll tell you you're a table 18 or whatever it is, and you know all your friends and buddies can sit together that night.
Yeah, and I do hope that you get quite a few tables set up for that.
Yeah, usually we'll get about 25 tables or so. And again, this year is kind of a crapshoot in a way since we haven't had one in 3 years, Landon. So... being an optimist, I am optimistic that people will want to get back out and socialize and have a great time. And like I said, we'll have free food and drink, and looking forward to having a live auction again.
No pessimism allowed for the Clothe the Child.
Not around
event.
Here, no.
but you love to hear it. So you did talk about how COVID sort of changed the way that this has looked, and it's an event that's ran for over 8 decades. So it's what was that process like switching to that digital?
It was
world?
Really hard because obviously all our promotional activities changed. Now we're promoting an online thing, so we got to promote our website and getting people to this particular website so they can bid on stuff. It went pretty well. It wasn't as lucrative, shall I say, as our live auctions normally are, but at least we were able to raise some money and pay for most of the clothing that we got for the kids the last 3 years.
What are some other events that we'll possibly see from the Noon Optimist Club, you know, in a year's time?
Well, usually we have a steak fry every year. And then we also do a fish fry, which is a pretty big fundraiser for us around Easter time, around Lent. We'll do a fish fry at the BFW. So those are the two other, you know, big events that we have during the year.
And so are those processes kind of the same where it's, you know, about a month out and then you're just trying to get people to join in?
Right. The fish fry is more of a fundraiser thing for us than the steak fry, which mm-hmm. is more of a low-key event. We only invite basically 100 people to come, and we have a raffle that night. And so we do make some money, but the Jonah fish fry is really a bigger fundraiser for the club than the steak fry.
Now, when we were talking you, before we started recording, you mentioned that you were not from Indiana, but whenever you came to Indiana State, you just kind of ingratiated yourself into this community. What was it about the Noon Optimist Club that sort of caught your eye?
Well, I knew a couple of people in the club, and they asked me to come to a meeting, and I learned about it. I liked the guys that were in the club. Back then, it was all men. Today, we are co-ed. We have, I don't know, four or five ladies in the club, and I think there's a couple of more joining. So the club has evolved over the last, you know, 45, 50 years that I've been involved in the club. But I like the fact that what we do helps kids. And that, to me, is the bottom line. Everything that we do has to help the kids.
And so remind me again, how many children is it typically that ends up getting clothes from just this event alone?
Between 900 to 1,000 every single year, Landon. It's a huge thing.
And who do you work with as far as getting those clothes distributed?
Well, let me first say we work through the Vigo County School Corporation. We ask the teachers in grades kindergarten through fifth grade to, you know, they see those kids every day. They know if the kids are wearing the same clothes every day or whatever, and we ask them to kind of be the front lines and pick out the kids that that need the clothes the most. And then to answer your question, we're working with the Clothes Closet, and this year Catholic Charities is involved in putting together, working on getting the coats. The people at the Clothes Closet have been great because in years past, we would actually meet at Walmart early on a Saturday morning, and we would actually walk the kids through Walmart, size them up, give them their clothes, check them out, and they go home. But because of COVID, now we got to order the clothes, get it put together, actually bag up all the clothes for the kids,
right,
and get their names on the bags, get them to the school so they can be distributed to each of the kids. So it's a completely different process again because of COVID. It just kind of, everything has changed.
And you've been a part of this for quite some time as well. What have been some things that have changed over time that you think have changed for the better or gotten a little bit harder as time's gone on?
Well, I think, you know, COVID has been the biggest change. Obviously, we have to change how we do the auction. We have to change how we actually get the clothes to the kids. So COVID has been the big factor for us in terms of trying to maneuver around all these COVID obstacles that have been put in front of us. But, you know, we did the best we can, and, you know, thank God we're still here and we're still taking care of the kids.
And did you see any number changes as that
It actually came
went
up quite a bit.
Really?
You know, usually, yeah, it'd be around 700, 750, but like I said, it's kind of shot up to 900 to 1,000 now.
And where do you think that change comes from? I mean, that's sort of a surprising number. You see that number go up.
Well, I think, you know, some people kind of got laid off because of COVID. They couldn't work, so mom and dad couldn't make money. And so consequently, they weren't getting new clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So again, COVID had a big impact economically in a lot of different ways. So I think COVID's been the one big change that I've seen in the last 46, 47 years.
And are you starting to see sort of a recovery now as we're, you know, I don't want to say out of the woods. I mean, we've still got some COVID, people getting COVID nowadays, but, right, you know, we're 3 years out since really that big start happened.
Right. Yeah, we're hoping we're out of the woods, so to speak, you know, and this year's auction will be a good indicator, you know, that people aren't afraid to get out. They're not afraid to get out and socialize. They won't need a mask, you know, unless they want to wear a mask. Sure, that's fine. So this will be a good test to see if we're finally over this COVID spell of ours.
Yeah, and, you know, it really starts with the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even before COVID, I mean, this is a Terre Haute community that a lot of times there's a lot of different small businesses that love to step up and help out. You mentioned a couple of them. How does the community respond as a whole typically to this event?
Well, the community, without them, we wouldn't have an auction.
You right.
know, we're able to go to all the local businesses in the Terre Haute area and start begging for items, you know, whether it's a gift certificate or furniture or toys or, you know, gift card or, you know, whatever it is. We're grateful for their continued support. You know, without them, we could have an auction, Landon.
And so remind me again, if you do want to sign up for this, they email you, correct?
Correct.
And then they can, it's, what was the email again? It's just your name at hotmail.com.
Right. Yeah, and it's NICKTELEZYN@hotmail.com. And I'll get y'all taken care of.
All righty. Well, one last thing that I want to talk about. This is one of those events you talked about a little bit. You have people from years past that come up. They thank you and they help with the donations and things like that. Do you have a story or something similar that just really stands out in your years with this program?
Well, I've run into many people, and one night at the auction, an elderly gentleman comes up to me and says, "Come here, I want to talk to you." And so I, okay. And, you know, he gave me $20, and which to him was a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
and just goes, "I want to thank you. You helped me 40 years ago when my parents had absolutely nothing." And I'm going to cry because that story always touched me.
Right.
And it's nice that they are still appreciative of what we did for them that many years ago.
And, you know, it's a thing that's been running for 89 years. You could possibly run into somebody who's 99 years old in this community, and they have been helped by this organization.
Very possible. So,
absolutely unbelievable. But, Nick, I really appreciate you coming in. I really appreciate the work that you're doing here. And for anybody listening, I hope that they come to this event, help out, donate, and make sure that this is the biggest one of all time. So the Noon Optimist Club, Clothe a Child Fund event. Thank you very much, Nick, for coming on. And
yeah, real quick, if they want, they can go to our website, TerreHopeClotheAChild.com. They can donate there or learn more about the club and different things like that. I failed to mention that earlier, so sorry.
Awesome. That's perfect. And just again, a reminder, donate for this event. And thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you, Landon.
This has been a Focus on the Community produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our stations' websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community. My name is Landon Kleindorfer.